Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Susfee Farm Radio. Glad you can join us on a special edition, sunny Thursday afternoon to you, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your afternoon. We got a lot to get to and a lot to talk about today. As always, and we have to at this point, we have to continue to talk about Tom Brady. What's next? Because like I said, this is going to continue from now until we finally have an answer. Not to mention the Bruins, they're playing tonight at the Garden. Not to mention the Celtics and an ugly incident that happened at the Garden last night that we are going to talk about. Because this is something that should never, ever happen at an NBA game, let alone a professional sports environment. And I wasn't really too thrilled about it. But all of that, plus your phone calls, as always, at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So today, we're going to start off with the Patriots. And if anything else, what have we learned in the last 48 hours since we were last on the air? Almost 48 hours. What have we learned? We've learned that, one, this storyline isn't gonna go anywhere. And we learned also that Tom Brady came out with an Instagram post yesterday, in which he talked about his immediate future. And I tell you, it was something that was definitely a great deal of discussion. And I'm going to read to you what he said. For those that may have missed it, here's what Tom Brady said in his Instagram post yesterday. End quote. I just want to say to all of our fans, thank you. With an exclamation mark. After a few days of reflection, I am so grateful and humbled by the unconditional support you have shown me the past two decades. Running out of that tunnel every week is a feeling that is hard to explain. I wish every season ended in a win, but that's not the nature of sports or life. Nobody plays to lose, but the reward for working hard is just that, the work. I have been blessed to find a career I love, teammates who go to battle with me, and an organization that believes in me, and the fans who have been behind us every step of the way. Every one of us that works at Gillette Stadium strives to do their best, spend themselves at a worthy cause, and prepare to fail while daring greatly, H.T. Teddy Roosevelt. And for that, we have been rewarded with something that the scoreboard won't show, the satisfaction of knowing we gave everything to each other in pursuit of a common goal. That is what team, in caps, is all about. In both life and football, failure is inevitable. You don't always win. You can, however, learn from that failure, pick yourself up with great enthusiasm, and place yourself in the arena again. And that's where you will find me, because I know I still have more to prove. The end. So, There's a lot that I'm gonna dive into within the hour. And before I continue, just want to give you guys a heads up. We do have a couple of guests that will be coming on the show today, actually. How dare I forget to make mention of this 5 minutes into the show. Shame on me. Oops, I'm sorry. My apologies. We have Zach Medeiros, who will join us at 3 o'clock to talk divisional matchups, and a special guest who will call into the show around 4 o'clock today. Can't wait to speak with him. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. We're going to talk about a variety of topics in which I'm excited. I'm very excited. His name, by the way, is Professor Jared Hoover. He'll be joining us live at 4 o'clock. So you're definitely going to want to tune in for that. So again, we have two guests on today. One at 3 o'clock, Zach Medeiros of the Toronto Argonaut of the Canadian Football League. He was on the show last week. He's going to join again at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk divisional round football and, amongst other topics, while also later on in the show, during the 4 o'clock hour, Professor Jared Hoover, he will join us live at 4 p.m. We're going to talk a variety of topics. It's going to be a great deal of fun, and as well as pretty entertaining. And I got to tell you, one thing that I most look forward to the most in doing these interviews is getting people's opinions in terms of different topics in sports, variety of views and so forth. Because it's great to have people who don't think the way that you do. You know, converse with them, you know, pick their brains a bit. And it's awesome. But with all that being said, so we got two guests on today. I'm on the air with you guys until 5 o'clock, so a special 3-hour edition of the Shook Your Right Show until 5 o'clock today. Woo! Yeah, I'm fired up right now. So, back to the Tom Brady Instagram post, shall we? So, he mentions at the beginning of the Instagram post, after a few days of reflection, I am so grateful and humbled by the unconditional support you have shown me the past 2 decades. I want to start with that very first line. Because I got to start off by saying you took a few days to reflect. Okay. I got to also ask, did you just take a few days? Considering that you know what's at stake for you this offseason, considering that you know what's at stake in terms of your future and your career, don't you think you need a little bit more than just a few days to do any type of serious reflection? I'm just saying. Now, if you worked at a place for 20 years and you have no idea what's going to happen, what's to come, what the next steps are going to be, I don't think you just spent only a few days. I think you take a long time. You take your time to make any type of decision. Because we're going to get to a specific part of the post in which, to me, it just seemed a bit rushed. It just seemed to be a bit rushed, considering that he knows the sheer gravity of what's at stake, of the decision that's going to be made between himself, and as well as Bill Belichick and the Patriots. So, I gotta tell you, I think Brady should really take his time. No, and I mean really take his time. There's no rush. Your season just ended 5 days ago. The loss to Tennessee is still 100% fresh on everybody's mind. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So why exactly yesterday you choose to come out and make the post and wish that you made? And I figured it out now. Here's the fun part. You make this post just days after Robert Kraft comes out and makes a comment in an interview in regards to Tom Brady's future. And I gotta sit here and tell you this. The timing of it is, sounds like a beginning of a chess match. That's exactly what it sounds like. Because one thing that's very clear is that if there was any type of certainty and assurance, that would have came out in the waning moments after a crushing loss. So, I gotta tell you this. For those who didn't listen to the interview, this is what was said. End quote, by Robert Kraft, in an interview with NBC Sports' Peter King. Kraft said, before the season started, it was very important to Tom that he be free to do whatever he wanted at the end of the year, Kraft said. You know what I said to myself? That any person who plays 20 years for this team and help us win 6 Super Bowls and been really selfless has earned that right. I love the young man like he's part of my family. Blood family. Anyone who's done that has earned the right to control his future after 20 years. And you know, my hope and prayer is number one, he play for the Patriots. Or number two, he retires. He has the freedom to decide what he wants to do and what's in his own best personal interest. Okay. That wasn't it. There was more. He also goes on to say, quote, he is so special that he's earned the right to do what's best for him. But I just hope and pray we fit into his plans, Kraft said. He is unique in the kind of leader he is, his work ethic, his selfless nature, everything. Think about it. He's been with us 20% of the life of the NFL. Now, this came out when? Oh, on Tuesday. This came out on Tuesday, and this was part of an article that was written by Mark Daniels of the Milford Daily News. Now, when was Brady's Instagram post? Yesterday? Oh, that's right. So, let me understand this now. Kraft comes out and says he's not sure. He's not sure of what's Brady's future going to be. I hope that he plays for the Patriots, or number two, he retires. That's first punch Kraft. Okay. Second punch, counterpunch, Brady. What does he say at the end of his post on Instagram? Quote, in both life and football, failure is inevitable. You don't always win. You can, however, learn from that failure, pick yourself up with great enthusiasm, and place yourself in the arena again. And that's where you will find me, because I know I still have more to prove. Quote, boom, there you have it. Counterpunch. Brady says, I'm not retiring. I will be back in the arena, wherever that is, in 2020. So the question becomes, if you're New England, or if you're Brady, you've already begun this chess match. Kraft says, I hope he chooses the Patriots, or he retires. Brady comes out and says, clearly in print, and that's where you'll find me. Because I know I still have more to prove. Let me go back one sentence before that. Two sentences, rather. Excuse me. You can, however, learn from that failure, pick yourself up with great enthusiasm, and place yourself in the arena again. So, basically, it's like, oh. Okay. Oh, by the way, that's where you'll find me again. So, he's letting you know. He's not retiring. So, Mr. Kraft, Mr. Bill Belichick, that question becomes, he's made it clear, retirement is not an option. It seems as if he's been given the green light by the family at home to come back in 2020 and play. So now the ball is in your court. Kraft, Belichick, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? Coming up next, after this music break, I got to ask a question that is burning on my chest to ask. Do you think this chess match will last until March 17th? I'm serious. Do you think it will last until March 17th? Because we have already seen that, oh, by the way, Kraft has already thrown the punch. Brady has thrown the counterpunch. It's only fair to ask, right? I think so. I don't know about you, but it's clear that we have a battle on our hands. The only question is, and that's a question I'm going to ask you, and I will address coming back after this music break, is, do you think this will last until March 17th? You're listening to The Shukri Wright Show, and this is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
tree by a river, there's a hole in the ground where an old man of Erin goes around and around. And his mind is a beacon in the fade of the night. For a strange kind of fashion, there's a wrong and a right. Near a tree by a river, there's a hole in the ground where an old man of Erin goes around and around. And his mind is a beacon in the fade of the night. For a strange kind of fashion, there's a wrong.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. And we're going to pause for a few moments. We got station identification to do, and as well as the PSA, brought to you by 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Starting now, we're going to pause for just a few seconds. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Free Form Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
And that station identification was brought to you by MJE Memorial. Now, time for the PSA, and it's brought to you by, again, yours truly, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Stay tuned.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
That PSA was brought to you by 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. And we're going to continue with the show. And the question I asked before we went on music break was, do you think that this chess match between Brady and Kraft / Belichick continues through March 17th? And as always, I welcome your phone calls to the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Or you can hit me up on Twitter, and I should do this more often, but you can hit me up on Twitter at Shukri Wright, at SHUKRIWRIGHTS. That's all one handle. You can hit me up on Twitter as well, and I'll be happy to read your responses live on the air as well. So, this chess match that's being played on both sides, frankly, it's one of those things where there's a game being played. And this is the process of which that you know you have a you have an important and a huge decision to make. So instead, you choose to begin the process of, well, if this goes sour, I'm going to at least say, I wanted you here. Now, think about this. Now, if you're the owner of a franchise and your star player, who is the greatest at that particular position to ever play in that sport, and he's played there for 20 years, wouldn't you think that he would be very outright and forward and say, uh-uh, you're not going anywhere. I'm giving you the check, and you fill out however much amount you feel that you deserve. You would think, right? But no, that hasn't been the case. And what makes this funny is that there's a question that now surfaced just from that alone. Do you really want Brady back? Because there's a distinct difference between you playing a game and being very straightforward and very cutthroat in terms of this is the fact, this is what I want. I want you here. End of discussion, end of story. So now, after 20 years and 9 Super Bowls and 6 Super Bowl titles, you're going out on a public forum in an interview with Peter King of NBC Sports saying, quote, and you know my hope and prayer is number one, he plays for the Patriots, or number two, he retires. Quote, if that's the case, if you want him to play for the Patriots, why don't you just step in and offer him that money that he's asking for? But wait, there's Belichick. There's a Belichick factor as well. Now, mind you, I'm not ignoring Belichick and all of this. Oh, man, he has a big part in this as well. I mentioned Kraft / Belichick for a reason, and I paired the two together because if you go back 2 years ago and you remember that Kraft butted in on that whole Jimmy Garoppolo situation in 2017 and said Garoppolo needs to go. And Garoppolo needed to be traded. And Belichick ended up trading him to the 49ers, even though, as we later found out, that there were better offers on the table from other teams, including the Browns, for Garoppolo than the San Francisco 49ers. So what does that tell you? Huh? So he's saying, you know what? I'm not going to butt in this time. Belichick, this is your decision. Instead of growing a pair of ironclad, you know, you decide to wussy out and say, you know what? I'm not going to get involved in this. Belichick, this is all you. Whatever you decide, I support. That really is such a cowardly way to even begin this whole negotiation process, or even if you want to even call it a negotiation process. It's just asinine to sit here and to say that I hope he plays for the Patriots, or number two, he retires, when you're the man. You are the man who owns the team. Your power outweighs the power of Belichick. So if you are truly serious about about Brady returning to New England and playing for the Patriots to finish out his career, then offer the man the money. But because you saw what happened this past season, you saw Bill Belichick throughout this whole process, he wasn't even willing to offer him a multi-year contract back in August. So what does that tell you? So to me, this is just the beginning. We in round one. We in round one of how many rounds? Huh? How many rounds? 12? 11? 11 rounds sounds just about right. This is round number one. So you have, on one hand, you have a guy who says, I hope he plays for the Patriots, or number two, he retires. While on the other hand, you have a guy who says, you don't always win. You can, however, learn from that failure, pick yourself up with great enthusiasm and place yourself back in the arena again. And that's right where you will find me. Essentially saying, I'm not retiring. So, Kraft, what are we doing here? What are you doing here? Because the truth is, no matter how much you may try to portray the picture that you have no control in this, your fingerprints are all over this. Don't fool yourself. Don't treat us as if we're stupid and think that we're not going to read into the situation. It is ridiculous how you can begin this whole process of making sure that your tail end is completely free from all of this while you know all and well that you have the power to veto. But, if you were to do that, what would happen with Belichick? Huh? I think that's a question that we have to ask. And on this show, we're going to do our best to answer that question. So, I must ask you this following. If this goes into March, do you think Brady walks away? Because I feel that, and I really strongly feel this, in which that although Brady has been frustrated this season, and rightfully so, that he ultimately still wants to play here. I really believe that he still wants to play here. But at the same time, I wouldn't be shocked. I really wouldn't be shocked at all if he decides to go elsewhere. But I wouldn't be surprised that he says, you know, I still want to be here. Because I think that's ultimately that he wants in his heart of hearts. And I got to ask, and I got to ask you this question. New England, Boston. This is round one of 11. In this boxing match, this is a two-headed monster in Kraft and Belichick versus Brady, the greatest of all time. Do you think that Kraft Belichick prevails? Or do you think Brady prevails in this boxing match? I think it's a very fair question to ask. And you know what's amazing in all of this is that when you talk about a guy who has built up enough equity, you would think he would have built up enough equity in his 20 years here in New England. And now when it comes time to pay him, I hope he still plays with us. He still wants to play for the Patriots. Like, the disrespect. Like, I think it's disrespect at this point. That is truly the most frustrating in all of this. Because he's done everything and then some for this organization. And now, suddenly, based on what he did this year, you're not willing to pony up the money? Or at least get this all squared away once and for all? There's only but so much disrespect that a grown man can take before he says, you know what, enough is enough. I'm out. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. Because that's where we are. That's really where we are. And it's just incredibly frustrating when you really read between the lines and you read the stories and the articles that that has been coming out within the last couple of days. And you got to think to yourself, wow, you just don't think about the potential ramifications in all of this, do you? Ay, ay, ay. Unreal. We're going to step aside for just a few, but when we return, we're going to continue to talk the Patriots. We're going to continue to talk about Brady. But there's another element of this whole saga as we count down towards March 17th that I want to also talk about as well. And it was an article that came out today in the Boston Globe that got me wondering, how true is this? How true is this? Because, frankly, I don't think this would be shocking at all if it happened. But there is one man in particular who thinks that the idea of Brady playing for another team cannot and should not happen. That and much more coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Just run through a few reminders. We're on today until 5 o'clock, so 3-hour special. We started at 2 o'clock. We spent most of the hour talking about Tom Brady and the Patriots. As, frankly, although Patriots football season may be done, but the season of actually talking about the team and the organization never really ends. So I'm here with you until 5. Got two guests lined up today. One at 3 o'clock. He is a professional football player in the Canadian Football League, Zach Medeiros. He'll join at 3 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, we're going to have Jared Hoover join the show live on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Look forward to having a fun interview with him talking all things sports and a topic that I am burning to ask him, because this was something that actually came to mind yesterday, and I actually caught on to it while kind of skimming through like the national sports talk shows on TV and so forth. But I'm going to save that topic of discussion for when I talk to Jared Hoover at 4 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. You can call into the show as always at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So Zach Medeiros in 15 minutes, Stick around for that. So in the meanwhile, we're going to talk about a column that came out in the Boston Globe today. Rather last night, excuse me. That actually got me thinking. Even if you say that Brady playing elsewhere, it just can't happen. But can it? So Chad Finn of the Boston Globe wrote an article for BostonGlobe.com that's on its website right now, and in which he talked about Brady and the chances of him playing elsewhere. And do you think it's possible? So there was something that he wrote that I want to harp down on. I want to talk about. It's part of a greater point that he makes in the article. Terrific article, by the way, in column. And he mentions, quote, this very piece I want to talk about now. So consider this idea. He writes, quote, so consider this a plea. If he does play next season, and he sure sounds like someone who doesn't intend to end credits of his career to scroll over an image of Orion's interception, it has to be with the Patriots. A free agent, for the first time in his career, he'll have other options. Perhaps some that he'll convince himself are actually appealing. But he should not. He cannot go elsewhere. Nothing good will come of it. There isn't going to be an ideal option for him out there. A ready-to-win scenario like the one his buddy and rival Peyton Manning navigated his way into in 2012 with the Denver Broncos. The Los Angeles Chargers, they don't even have a fan base. Now that's an interesting shot at the Chargers. Wow. The Las Vegas Raiders, a terrible bet. End quote. You know, I've been hearing for the last few days, Brady's going to go to the Chargers. Bleh. He's going to go to the Chargers and do what? Do what exactly? Oh, it will be great for the organization. You know, the fans will show up. I mean, show up to where? You mean that stadium that holds, what, 30,000 people who is basically a pitch that they play on? I don't see the positive or the upside of him going to L.A. I really don't. I really, really, really don't. And I want someone to please call in and tell me, what are the positives of Brady even remotely going or even entertaining the idea of going to the Chargers? I don't see it. I'm not saying this trying to come down sound like a homer. I'm really not. And Chaffin really makes a terrific point. And I want to pound on this point even more. Everybody who's listening, I want you to think about this for a moment. Let's rewind the clock, everybody. It's February 2012. Super Bowl 46 has ended. The Patriots lose to the New York Giants for the second time in 4 years. Hold on. No, we're not revisiting that game. No. We're actually talking about Peyton Manning. Because remember, it wasn't long after that he signed with the Denver Broncos. And what did he do? He brought instant credibility back to Denver. What do you mean? Remember that 2011 season, you know, with Tim Tebow? You know, he got his one and only playoff win against the Steelers. You know, you remember that, right? Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. Okay. And, you know, that team was ready to win now. You know, they had Demaryius Thomas, you know, just to say, you know, and not to mention, Emmanuel Sanders. You know, they had weapons on offense, and you had a Peyton Manning coming off of neck surgery and so forth. Yeah. So we all know how that ended. He gets to the Super Bowl the following year in 2013, only to be annihilated by the Seattle Seahawks. Gets back to the Super Bowl 2 years later in 2015 and wins it. But by this point, this is not because of Peyton Manning. He was basically a broken down, very battered, former old version of himself. Not to mention, oh, by the way, it was a defense that carried him to that second and final Super Bowl title that Peyton Manning won. Now, as for Brady, Brady hasn't had a major injury in his career since that torn ACL injury he had halfway in the first quarter in week one of the 2008 season. Yeah, that was his only major injury of his career. That was it. So, with that being said, the idea of Brady going elsewhere to the Chargers, to the Raiders, or even just going elsewhere, I have a hard time envisioning, because if you were to look at the other teams in the league and what their situations are in terms of, let's see, the Chargers, the Broncos, I mean, any team that needs a quarterback, Miami. Oh, God. Heaven forbid. He goes to the division rival Dolphins? How dare he? Or heck, even leaves the AFC altogether and goes to the NFC. Can you imagine Brady doing the unthinkable? Just based on football sense and based on what else is out there in terms of any other team and organization that's ready to win now and that's going to compete for a Super Bowl other than New England year in and year out? No. Right, I didn't think so. But there have been other quarterbacks that finished their careers elsewhere. Yeah, that's just true. But dare I say that this was a very different NFL back then. You know, Joe Montana going to the Chiefs. They had someone in the wings already. Steve Young. You may have heard of the guy, right? Okay. The Baltimore Colts. Johnny Unitas, he finished his career elsewhere, right? Right. You know, there have been legends that have finished their careers elsewhere, but if you're New England, let's be completely honest right here, right now. If you're the Patriots, do you really honestly have that second quarterback ready and wing, ready to help compete for Super Bowl title again? And oh, there's another example that I left out that I'm going to mention right now again. Green Bay. Remember when Brett Favre in the 07 season, we were wondering, is this it? Is this it for Brett Favre? Is he going to retire or is he going to go elsewhere? And then he had that teary press conference after the 07 season in which that they lost to the New York Giants in that all-time great NFC championship game of 07. Right. But what happened? Oh, that's right. He went to the Jets for 1 year in 08. How did that end up? Not good, right? No, I didn't think so. Oh, that's right. He went to the Vikings in 09. Yeah, how did that end up in that NFC title game? Remember? Bounty Gate? Right. I didn't think so. So, with that being said, with everything that I just clearly explained, that there is nothing good remotely that's going to come out of Brady going elsewhere, considering the rest of the landscape of the NFL. That's just being honest. Like, I really am challenging the listener, anybody, call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Challenge me and tell me where else right now in the league Brady could go to and say, you know what? That team is ready to win a Super Bowl right now. Let's do it. I'll wait. I will wait. I will gladly wait. A team that needs a quarterback, here's the criteria. A team that needs a quarterback, check. A team that's ready to contend right away, right now, check. And a team that's not in rebuild mood, check. Anybody want to tell me? Oh, right. That's right. That's what I thought. None. Zero. Zilch. Nothing. Nobody. So, with that being said, this is going to be a lot of fun. The next hour. Coming up in just less than 3 minutes, Zach Medeiros is going to call into the show. And we're going to talk NFL football. Divisional weekend is upon us, starting on Saturday. And why I have so much faith in one team pulling off the ultimate upset yet again in divisional round, I'll tell you that and much more coming up next on a Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Zach Medeiros coming up 3 o'clock after this music break. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
I'm a scat man. I'm a scat man. My message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, so can you. Everybody's saying that the scat man stutters but does and never stutter when he sings. But what you don't know, I'm gonna tell you right now that the stutter and the scat is the same thing. Yo, I'm the scat man. Where's the scat man? I'm the scat man. Why should we be pleasing any politician? Reasons who would try to cheat their seasons if they could. The state of the condition insults my intuition, and it only makes me crazy and hard like wood. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, brother, so can you. I'm the scat man.